What's up, guys? The American Season 5, Episode 6, Crossbreed. We are coming at you.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Buzz you later. Oops, I mean, sorry.
Buzz you today. Buzz you tomorrow.
Got the Peter Gabriel going. We play all new 80s songs every week from the show, people. I've even converted TK.
I mean, you didn't convert me.
Okay.
I just kind of sort of knew what the song was.
Okay.
But obviously, Young Camel Toe's not even feeling it one bit. What's up, guys? My name is TK Trinidad. We're back again. Thank you guys for rocking with us. We have some fans out there, so I'm happy for those guys. You can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. Actually, there's a fan on Twitter that I need to shout out because she always brings some, she gives us her opinions on a lot of stuff for the Americans. So.
Nice.
Lois, I think her name is, but I'll look it up. All but anyways, who do I have with me right
here? You got your boy, your Ace Boon Coon, Young Ruski, a.k.a. Young Kremlin, Al Grag up in here. I'm going to clean it up. You can find me on Twitter, at Jamaica House Doc, and follow me on IG, at @Algie_JamaicaHouseFilm.
Breaking news, everybody. Emmanuel Wright is in the building.
Ooh. What? Wait, pause.
He happens to be right here on camera. You can also find him on Instagram, at Young Camel Toe.
There you go.
He's also on Twitter, at David Spitz.
Bam. That sound effects was perfect.
Drop one of Clues bombs on
no. Oh, wow. All right, guys. So we have a lot of things going on. I liked how we broke down the relationships. It was just easier to kind of compartmentalize everything. So let's talk about, first off, Gabriel's leaving. And it's just kind of like, I wonder if this is going to be like a shift. So we lost Martha, Oleg went there, Gabriel's leaving there. Like, will the show end and then it's going to pick up with everybody in like Russia?
Bittersweet, yeah. I don't know how I feel about Gabriel leaving because it's, I don't know, it's going to be the end of an era. And I feel like we haven't seen the last of Gabriel, you know, even of this episode.
Right. Well, I definitely think he's going to be in a couple more episodes. But I don't know. It just seems like he was the level head. Like, Elizabeth and Philip are getting along good at the moment. But if something were to pop off, he would be that one to kind of bring them back to, like, this is our mission. This is what we're trying to do. And I don't think, as far as I know, nobody else has actually had that impact on them to actually, you know, have them stand down.
So. He's like their grandfather figure.
Yeah.
See, so. I'm just sad to see Gabriel leave because I know we're going to see scenes of him in Russia. But now that just means I have to read more subtitles. And I don't like subtitles.
Wow.
That's how I feel about Gabriel leaving. I don't like it.
Sad.
Stay in America, bro. You know what? He's actually going to go be the dad of
Misha.
Misha, yeah.
I feel so bad. That's what he's going to do. I feel so bad for Misha because I was really hoping that it feels like they set us up for hope, like a really good storyline, because that could have been a really good storyline.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, they just cut him off. It's like, you can't see your dad. And here you go. We're shipping you back to where you just tried to flee, and you get your old job back.
But the funny thing is, like, when he's going up to, like, that strange operative, when he gets off the plane, it's like, you don't know if he's going to get, like, you know, kidnapped and dropped off in the trunk. But, yeah, as you said, Gabriel later explains, you know, that they hook him up back at his old job. But I think, and spoiler alert, people, there's only one more season after this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to revisit those characters. As we all agree, we're going to revisit Gabriel. I think we might have to revisit Misha, Russia,
Martha,
too.
Martha, too, though.
Martha, too. They already foreshadowed her, so.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel so sorry. I feel so bad for him. Like, I wouldn't have gotten on the plane. Even though it still would have been, like, can you imagine you go to a country and you have no connections whatsoever? You can't speak the language. Like, it's almost like a relief. It's like, well, I can't see my dad, so.
No, but this is a land of opportunity, and he knew that.
Did he really know that, or is he was just looking for his father?
No, he knew it was a land of opportunity.
And guess what? Get your ass back.
Yeah, to Russia, of all places, in the 1980s. That's a horrible idea. Why? Why would you do that?
Oh, boy. Oh, here's her name, Louise Elfman. You responded to her, too, on Twitter. Nope. No. Yeah.
What did she say?
I'm just scrolling through my stuff, but she also follows me on another show. Look at that. Anyways, I'll get to that part. So,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What do you think about the relationship between Gabriel and Elizabeth? Because it feels like she was looking at him as like a father figure.
Definitely. And but it's always been complicated, too, because them, I guess, being like his surrogate children, they've even had to hide things, you know, from him to protect themselves, too, which Claudia pointed out. She's like, yeah, I don't feel too sorry for them. You know, you lie to them, they lie to you, too. Yeah. So it's complicated.
Yeah, but he operated on an above-the-board type thing. It's just kind of like he wanted to tell them the truth. And this one thing, it might have changed everything. If they brought Misha, obviously it would have complicated a lot of things. But it might have changed everything, like kept them in. I see them fleeing eventually.
I mean, let me ask you guys' opinion. But the minute he said, like, Philip, they're never going to look at you. You know, the same. You're always going to be suspect to them. I'm like, psh, we out. Let's pack the family. Let's get ghost.
Well, that's the second time I felt like that. Last week, they said something where it almost says indirectly he was telling them to go.
Yeah, I think so.
So this time, too, where he's like, I'm really going to miss you. Like, almost like, you guys better go else you are dying and I'm definitely not going
to
see you.
I think Philip knows it. He's not trying to show it.
That they're good. That they're eventually going to kill him?
No, that he's eventually going to try and escape. Like, I think Philip's planning that.
I don't think Elizabeth is.
That's the funny
part. Yeah, Philip might have to just, it might have to just come down on some, you know, Elizabeth versus Philip type thing.
So maybe that's because we know the difference between their personalities. Maybe Philip's this whole time, like, you know, his mind's working like, okay, how can I do this? How can I gently ease Elizabeth into it?
Or maybe Gabriel's tipping them off and letting Philip know that this is the time, like, you need to start getting prepared.
I mean, that's not like a tip-off. It's like, dang, get the F
get out. Gabriel's like, yeah, I'm leaving. Why are you leaving? I don't know. Just like, come on, what kind of answer is that? Like, we've been working together for so long.
No, but he mentioned it before that he's, like, old and he's tired. Like, true.
But he says it so nonchalantly.
I felt like he said it like he was old and tired.
He pretty much said it like, I'm out. You said it nonchalant. I wouldn't have bought that.
Couple of things, though. I think one of the themes that the show keeps getting back to is that how these Russians are impacted by American culture. Even the fact that, you know, we know Gabriel is this diehard KGB operative.
Right.
He goes and he has, like, this weird moment, like, with the Lincoln Monument. Right. You know? So you can tell he's wistful about leaving the United States. And I just like how complicated their relationships are, and how conflicted each of them is. Everyone's conflicted,
right? Well, I mean, you can't help to like he, you know, Elizabeth and Philip came there when they were young, and you know they were kind of sort of married, but they didn't really want to be married. And you can see how Philip has taken to, you know, the American lifestyle, and now their kids, like, their kids are not Russian. Their kids are clearly Americans. So even the title crossbreed is just kind of like if they were to go back to Russia at that point in time, like, people in Russia would be like, yeah, you're not Russian.
Philip's like, yo, my family was so poor. Here in America, we're rich.
Right. So, yeah, definitely appreciating that. So, I don't know. I think Elizabeth, and if you notice when Elizabeth was talking to Paige and they were on the bed and she was kind of reminiscing about the old country, and Paige said, you know, it was so far, so long ago. I think, like, Elizabeth is holding on to the ideal, but not the reality of things. Not to say she should give up, like, you know, the idea of being a KGB, but also realize that you're not going to be 80 doing this.
When Elizabeth was over there quoting Karl Marx, Paige was like, but Dad said you hadn't even been there in so long.
Right.
That was funny.
Yeah, you always count on kids to, like, say the weirdest things, like, oh, dang, that's kind of true. She's like, your dad says that all the time. And then you think that she would actually listen, but she just kind of dismisses it.
That's Elizabeth, you know. Elizabeth is king. She's God to Elizabeth. And it's evident, you know, anytime she's doing something, she's just like, nah, I got this.
Well, I mean, she can kill on a dime. Right. She's very smart. She can compartmentalize. And usually people who are able to do that tend to think that they're better than a lot of folks.
And just to chime in on that note, her kind of thinking Philip is like, okay, the sensitive one who worries too much in his head.
Right.
To me, Philip's the most normal. You should not be okay with living that lifestyle. And just to flash back a couple of times, you know, when she seems like she saw hardcore in the steady hand.
Right.
No, something is wrong with you. The fact that you're able to sleep with all these men. And spoiler alert, you know, a couple of seasons ago, they flashed back to when she was getting going through her training.
Right.
And she basically got raped.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, she's carrying all this damage, especially sexually. And, like, and she's sitting up there like, you think something's wrong with me? Of course something's wrong with you.
But I think
she
with
was
that,
playing a role in that scene, though.
What, the rape scene?
No. Oh. With her, I think he's alluding to when he was talking to the psychologist.
There was two scenes when she was right. talking to the psychologist, but even she even asked Gabriel for once. You could see that bit of self-reflection. Like, you know, she was talking about the relationship with her and alluding to Benjamin. She was like, all this. And he's like, yeah, I know your plate is full. And he's like... And she's like, well, is there something wrong with me? I was like, yeah, it's something wrong with you. Yeah,
nothing's ever wrong with you.
But I think that's the reason why they raped her. That wasn't like an accident thing. I think
they
did that in order so she can disconnect.
Totally.
So there's no emotion behind it. And obviously, you know, the scenes that she does have with other men, she's they're more, in some cases, she's actually enjoying it. But that's no different than, you know, somebody who works the street or is a high class escort. Like, she's definitely... oh, I just didn't even notice that. Mm. Thanks. She's definitely able to do that. And you might think there's something wrong with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just depends on what
it depends on your philosophy of life.
Yeah, too. Different strokes for different folks.
My pimp, I'm used to him slapping me around. I'm used to hoeing, like you know what I mean? That's normal for me.
If you're a KGB agent, like,
it's all in perspective.
You could say that you're a good hoe, but it could be like the people who are in, you know, relationships with two or three other people.
Right.
Like, it's not, monogamous is not necessary for everybody. Yeah. It's whatever your preference is and what works for you. Yeah. But, you know, it's part of the job.
Yeah. But she's damaged, though. Let's just say it. Elizabeth is damaged.
I don't know. Elizabeth, you know, Russian people, I mean, damaged for an American, certainly. But damaged for a 1980s KGB spy? I don't know.
For the first time, I actually think I might agree with Young Gamble. Like, yeah, this is what's happening, yes. I mean... I think this is the thing. It's like, look at today's society with the kids, right? Mm. And yeah, everybody's looking at these kids like everybody now gets a pin for doing a good job in some race. When it's like, no, that's not how life is. And now you have people growing up feeling like they're entitled to these things because they put in the work, right? So it's just the same thing. Definitely, I don't agree with the fact that, you know, this is what she has to do, because there are a lot more... on top of that, emotional things that she might not be dealing with, which is you're coming with the whole damage thing, but it's part of the job. And if it did affect her in a certain way, then
she couldn't
probably
do that job. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is.
She's a perfect one.
She's a good spy.
She's still alive.
She's still alive. And then I also think that for her love for Philip is even growing even more, because now instead of looking down on him and thinking that he's weak, she's appreciating him for the softer side that she can't necessarily be.
Mm.
And, you know, she sees that. Like, even how the way she talks to him this season, it's just kind of like loving. It's like, okay, I get it. He can still do the job, but, you know, he's going through a moment. And I can appreciate that, because no matter what, if something were to go down, he'll snap out of that moment and handle business. So I think she's really understanding the dynamic of it, whereas, you know, seasons before, she was just like, man, he's just...
He's pussy.
He's weak. I need somebody who can kill and have sex
You know who is the Mac? Benjamin, busting out the Tai Chi after the bedroom scene.
I thought you were going to say Henry.
I don't know. Henry's got something else. At least he's got a girl on the side or something.
Oh, Henry. Ben. Yeah, that was... Ben's...
That was odd.
That was some pimp game odd. Right there.
How was that odd? He got up, had her doing some Tai Chi. Ben looks good, too.
That's what I'm saying. Ben's popping out here, man.
Now, you know what? For a free spirit, I give him that. But I don't know. It was just, I wouldn't have made that move. It's a cool move. I can respect that move.
Why wouldn't you have made the move?
Because anytime I see a move like that, I think about myself doing the move. And if I can't see myself doing the move smoothly, I don't like the move.
It's not a little bit of hate, perhaps, you know?
Yeah. Maybe I'm jealous a bit.
Young Camel Toe ain't jealous of
so what,
Ben.
So what type of moves does Young Camel Toe make on the ladies?
Well, since I just got PlayStation 4, I'd be like, get on the sticks real quick. Bow, 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 bow. See me in Dead or Alive 5, Tekken 7. See me, Street Fighter, any of them. I just like to look, get chopped in whatever fighting video game we got while I give you sangria and spaghetti.
That's foreplay.
Dude, that move is crazy.
She's like, I ain't never heard of this before.
Nothing I mean, like I've it. Heard of it, but when I was like 17.
I'm like 6 for 6 this month.
So wait, I thought you had a girl that you were...
Hey, don't worry about it. It's complicated.
Status is complicated.
Am I okay? Am I okay?
You're good.
Am I okay?
You are all good. All
right.
You good, we good.
No, he's not. All right. So, Claudia and Gabriel, what do you think of that? Like, did they sleep together? I thought they did at one.
I mean, they never. Or honestly, maybe you guys can help us out in the chat. But I just remember when they were thrown together as handlers. I think they had some kind of previous relationship, but I just assume it was a working relationship. Honestly, that was several seasons.
Yeah, as a handler with a sexual relationship with the other person, I don't think it would work.
Really?
But how often would it happen though? Too
right.
I don't know. I just think, like, if you got to... As handlers with, like, such a great responsibility, like, you can't get feelings involved with that.
But, yeah, but maybe they wouldn't get feelings involved. Maybe that was just, you know, like
some... You'd have to, though. Like, they both are, like, people in high position of power.
See, I thought everybody's supposed to be on, like, some James Bond 00 shit. You know, like, I can sleep with you. Not if you have any feelings. I might be trying to, you know, run game on you. You might be on me.
Take into consideration.
They're so high up.
Yeah, I think you take consideration. Everybody has specialties. Like, the fact that Elizabeth can do that for so many years and not... Because I'm sure there's been plenty of dudes where she's looking at it like, oh, God. Like,
yeah, can we put on a rubber?
Terrible. Yeah, who wants to do that? So I'm sure she's done that, and she still goes well, and she's still able to be a mother, and she's still, you know, she's still able to have a relationship with Philip. So, and then there's some people who are more are able to do other things. So, I mean, I think everybody's their skill level. They assess their skill level and they put them at certain jobs. Like Elizabeth and Philip are almost like the hybrids of KGB, and then you have some people who like just look out and, you know, tail people or answer the phone, like the chick who answers the phone all the time. Yeah. You know, that's a job.
And all joking aside, yeah, we don't think, or I don't think that Gregory and Claudia slept together, but...
I kind of do.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, they have a history. It's just kind of ambiguous.
And with all the information they just know about the world in general, because, I mean, Elizabeth and Phyllis, they don't get, you know, the whole story. Gabriel was holding out a lot of pieces and story. I just think they know of just bad things happening, so it would just be a conflict of interest for them to have. You know, with that much info.
I almost think it's good because now they can confide in each other.
I don't know. Claudia, you know, it's like, just and because
Claudia
I can never trust
her. Too.
Yeah, she needs something in her life.
Well, she
loosen
can get
up.
Some.
Stop worrying
the
about everybody
dude,
else.
The newspaper you
know,
boy.
Maybe she stopped hating on, you know, like Philip and Elizabeth so much. She, you know, took care of it. You know, take care of your thing, Claudia.
May on World Press Blog says Elizabeth can use some Tai Chi.
Bam.
Javelle says Ben talks about Elizabeth's tongue this week. He talked about woodpecker tongues 2 weeks ago. And
that tongue action.
I think it meant she's gonna talk to him about her work at some point. Maybe.
I think like she's
so Ben and let's talk about Ben and Elizabeth. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, after that scene, okay. When to me again, just to backtrack, when we talked about how she's kind of vaguely alluding to her relationship with Benjamin to Gregory.
Right.
And she's like, you know, basically, I'm worried. What I took in that is like, I'm feeling vulnerable.
Right.
Especially because, like, she doesn't have anything to hate for this guy.
Right.
And he's just pulling out all the stops. So, I mean, ultimately, you know, we know where her loyalties lie, but I think that's going to prove, okay, early prediction, that's just going to, she's going to have a weak point there, a soft right. point there when it comes to Benjamin.
Or is she getting soft in general? Because you think of Young Yi, who she had the relationship with, and she felt so guilty about, you know, doing the job. Mm. Like, she became a really... They became legitimate friends, even though she was lying about her whole background. So, maybe she's becoming soft. Like, she's just getting tired of, you know... She's actually established relationships with these people. Mm. I don't know. It feels like... I don't know if you guys feel that connecting with women, but as a woman, there's people that you meet sometimes where it's just like that connection is there's just something there, and maybe that's what she's feeling with Ben. It's like, okay,
that's what I 100% agree.
Yeah, that's what like she was sent there, and she's like, oh, wait,
I've felt this in a long time.
Yeah, we're connected on a different level, like it wasn't matched or it wasn't forced. Obviously, it was forced, but it's just like, oh, there's something beyond that that's probably scaring her.
And speaking of competing relationships between, okay, Elizabeth being somewhat conflicted, obviously, between Philip and Benjamin, what about Henry getting all the fatherly love from Stan?
Right.
So I think, I don't know, that could be a really soft point. Well, I think he's going to feel more love, or again, that'll be a point of softness for Henry,
right,
for the love he feels for Stan, because Stan's willing to like give him more fatherly time than his own dad.
What if Henry became CIA?
Well, I think that's the game plan.
That would be crazy.
Or FBI.
I think in general, that's what the Russians want, to take the kids of the spies, and because now they're essentially American.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the next move. For right. For the ones that
but
were
But I don't think
Henry... Have them infiltrate?
Yeah.
Double agents.
So that's, that's the whole thing with Paige, and like that's why they were trying to do it with, I think it was last season where...
Check out TK, man! I just... Go ahead, I'm sorry, I'm just impressed. Go ahead. Speak on it.
Breaking news, TK knows.
TK knows everything.
Well, you know, that is a hashtag. But I think the whole thing with Paige and the guy... Last season, the guy before Paige, Philip and Elizabeth's friend's son, who ends up killing the family, and they thought it was somebody else.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. That was a whole... Ruthless. Yeah, crazy situation, because they tried to turn him. So I think their whole game now is, now they're fully American, they don't have to teach them the accent, they know all the mannerisms and all this other stuff, that now you're just essentially telling them, this is for the good of the world, and, you know, use the skills.
And their cover is bulletproof. Right. I mean, you know.
So, I don't know. But with Henry, I don't think it's possible, because he just doesn't care. Like, it's, oh, yeah, that's great. Like, you know, like, you have to find something that, like, at this point, at his age, you have to find something that he is passionate about, and it doesn't seem like any of those issues he's very particular.
Yeah, even with math, he was like, yeah, I'm good at it, but, like, you know, I don't really care. It just comes easy to me.
Right. Which is a good or bad thing, because he might inherit the compartmentalisms from, like, Elizabeth has. He might have that, too, where
yeah,
he's able
to, beast as a spy.
You know, say, okay, I can bang the teacher and this other chick.
Exactly.
And then still do my math problems.
Exactly.
And play video games.
That's not that hard. You just said bang teacher, other chick, do math
problems. I mean, that's hard for everybody
games.
Except for young Camel Toe. No. Everybody ain't young Camel Toe,
wait
man.
A second. You just named, like, everything that, like... Most guys would love to do.
Yeah, love to do.
Love to do, but could they do
actually
it?
Actually do it.
It's just like a guy who has... So, a guy who is balancing, has a roster of females. He has 5 females. He's
wow.
Able, he's able to balance them all and make them all feel great.
And have
right?
a job.
And have a job.
And play video
then,
games.
Then there's a guy who tries to balance those females, and now you have one female calling
well,
5
you. 5
is too one
much.
Female, even 2 or 3.
We just gave Henry 2. We said teacher and other chick. So, let's just do 2.
I'm just saying.
Guys can do 2.
No, people with TK is saying though, there's a difference.
There's a difference.
There's a difference between a guy, a Mac, who can like be an open player, like, yo, I'm seeing other people, and all of you know I'm seeing other people,
there's
and
that
everybody
one.
Plays their position.
There's that
versus
one.
You can't really control it because the side chick's blowing you up and
right.
trying to, you know, to wife you.
There's that one who's open about it, but then there's the one who is able to play just the 2 women, and they have no idea. That happens on a regular basis. Like, you see, you hear women tell stories.
I've never known nothing about that.
Two.
I don't know
right.
about that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Twos.
But the thing about that is, so a guy's able to balance those 2 personalities,
right?
Some guys are like, I can't. I just, 1 is enough for me. Mm. So it just seems like Henry's able to do all that stuff, because it almost is like, I wouldn't say genetic, but Elizabeth is that type of person. She balanced 3 or 4 guys, plus had a whole family, and still was able to, you know, stay sane about it, and still look fabulous while doing it.
Well, she did have a makeup and whole crew, you know, on set. I'm just saying. She had a makeup artist in a wardrobe department. I'm just, come on. It wasn't based on a 24-hour timeline. In real life, it'd be hard to balance 5. I tried 3. That was hard. That's ridiculous. Just stay 2, if anything.
I knew a guy who did 3.
That's hard. That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean...
It's ridiculous. It's just way too much. Way too much texting, way too much driving over here. You
see, that's the problem. You have to have them drive to you.
TK spitting game. TK's on fire tonight.
I mean, no, I have a lot of friends.
You don't shit where you eat. Like, no, that's hot. That makes the block hot. Like, no. You go to where they at. That's how you keep your home safe. Because what if one of them gets jealous, finds out, and then she knows where you live? It's a bad... It's like selling drugs out of your house.
Nobody knows where you live?
It's like selling drugs out of your own house. You don't do that. You have a side house. You have a trap house.
One of the Ten Crack Commandments.
Yeah, you... No, TK. Yeah.
All right,
audience, what do you think?
Let's go to Russia, Oleg, and the whole grocery trade thing. What I actually want to fast forward to the end. He started burning the cassette tape, and what was that? I know I missed something. So does
no? I mean, it was a they never established it, and like okay. You, I had to rewind that a couple of times. What I took away from it was, okay, he's still worried that the feds are gonna try to flip him and you know pressure him. The only thing he could go into that meeting with was of something of value. So I'm thinking either he's selling some of his own Russian secrets, mm-hmm. or he's thinking somehow he has leverage if he can have Stan Beeman's voice on there.
Right.
It's really kind of hard to determine. But what? Let me tell you just what I read just personally in the subtext. With him going to see the other guy they interrogated in the gulags, mm-hmm. and him sitting through all these times like where they have to like just break people down and just do all this like nasty threats to them, I think there's a part of him that's like missing that like American compassion, and maybe a part of him, I don't know if I want to get caught, but a part of him is like, yo, I'm not feeling this anymore. Maybe I want to come clean. Something.
Yeah, it definitely felt like he wasn't feeling that. He's feeling more the CIA route of things versus the Russian route of things, and now that he's back there, he's kind of seeing the definite difference between the two.
He's crossbreed too. Bam.
So he should just go back.
But his parents, his mom.
Or forget, just go to Australia. Just get out the streets.
Well, I mean,
he's smart enough.
I think family is what brought him back. His dad and his mom.
Right, but now he sees them. They're doing all right. So now.
No, but I still think they're going to want to make him flip on his dad because his dad has like these friends in high places too. Mm. So we'll see. There's a lot of balls in the air.
Yeah. I think he has enough money by now. Like he must have got like a big check for all the work he's done. No,
maybe
I don't think he's done a lot.
All the characters are in a very precarious place. Yeah, I think that's what we're discovering.
Yeah, they're in a position where it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's like if I make this move, then three other things are going to fall off. But if I stay here, then there's two other things that, you know, just look at Philip and Elizabeth. Like, say if they were to run away and, you know, they're able to create all those IDs and stuff like that, they're always going to be constantly on the run, which is fine for maybe Elizabeth. Philip is going to have an issue with it. And then now you have to drag these two kids. Paige just asked too many questions, so you're going to eventually have to kill her. So it's just like you have like, yeah, that's a good idea to run away, but all these other stuff. And then Stan's going to be worried because him and Henry formed a bond, so Stan's going to just put an APB on the whole family. Like, if
Stan will put an APB on all that.
You never know. Like, I think Stan, because he goes there for dinner all the time. He's not in relationships. He's always over there for dinner. If they were to up and disappear, he's not going to think they just ran away. He's going to think something happened to
him. If anything, I think Stan will help him.
Help them leave?
Yeah.
Only if he knew.
Yeah, the full story.
The full story.
But, I mean, if you're leaving, why not tell Stan? I mean, he has a whole army behind
him. Yeah, but it depends on where they're leaving, too. If they're staying in America, you don't want to tell Stan, because then I think Stan will still turn them in. Like, he might try to keep Henry because Henry has no idea what's going on, but I think he'll turn them in because he has that still good boy mentality.
I don't know, but Stan is such good friends with the family now. Mm. Like, all of them. Like, every member.
So you think if Elizabeth and Philip were to tell Stan, like, they were almost like a Sound of Music type thing. Like, Stan, we're leaving because this is the issue.
Right.
Stan would help them out?
I think he would understand, and I think he'd help them out.
I think Stan would definitely want to look out for the kids.
Yeah. I don't know, because if Stan, if they tell him everything and all the stuff that he was close to and they were involved in him not closing those cases, that's a game changer.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's why this show is so good. The writing is really incredible to me. This year, I mean, it's always been one of my favorite shows, but this is my favorite show this season of the television season. The Americans, people.
Well, aren't you on other shows?
Yes, but I say it on the other shows too, but right now, you know, The Americans is my favorite show. No, it is. Why you gotta put me on blast? You see how she did it?
I just wasn't sure. I was just like, wait a minute.
The Americans is my favorite show. It is legit.
Okay. What about Philip and his dad and whole, like, having these dreams about his family? What do you guys think about that?
hardcore, man. He found out that his dad was actually a prison guard at one of these gulags.
Right.
You know, the very thing, you know, that like...
He was nobody. We all were nobody.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was more than that. Like, it's almost like Gabriel didn't want to tell him, like, it was a gulag, but it was more, like, intense, like, more like...
It was a work camp.
Yeah. A work camp, or even, like, a killing camp. Yeah. Like, perhaps. It seemed like something more than that.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, definitely. I mean, you know, these places are notorious, but here's the trippy part, too, when Philip is going through all his memories, mm-hmm. and he's finally able to make that connection he's talking about. There was these kids that used to bully me. I don't know why. And they've shown that flashback before.
Right.
Where these kids used to bully him. And he's like, I wonder why they hated me so. And Elizabeth, she's the one who, like, puts two and two together. Like, well, maybe, I don't know, did your family ever do something to them?
Right.
And come to find out, like, those are the kids probably that he threw their parents in jail.
Oh, that's yeah.
It's a real subtle thing. But right. I'm like, I mean, that's kind of mind-blowing, all the stuff that he's finally getting to learn
right.
about himself and his past.
So how do you think that shaped him into, I mean, obviously everything in life period shapes you to a certain way. So do you think the fact that his father did that and then the kids beat him up shaped him into the person that he is now, and therefore the KGB thought to use him?
I think he wants to break the cycle. It's part of just the process, the fact that he came from a father who basically worked for the KGB.
And right. did whatever they
and
needed.
And now they immediately recruited him. Mm. And now they're doing the same to his kids. Base, and I think he probably wants to just break the cycle. Yeah, I think that it's coming down.
Do you think they can break the cycle?
That's the
point. Like, I think so.
They're not...
that's the real Americans.
But that's the thing, though. They're not... It'd be different if Philip on the side was teaching, like, Henry and Paige certain things that they don't realize that they're going to use. But eventually they're going to need. It's just like somebody who, like, repetition, like all those people who, like, you see doing, like, Tai Chi in the park and stuff like that. Like, it's something where they happen to them that the repetition, it's like muscle memory. So it's like if you're teaching your kids all these things, but they don't necessarily know why you're teaching them it, then in a situation where they have to flee or they have to run, they already have all this stuff at their disposal. But they're not. So... are they really going to be able to flee?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's the big guilt that Philip is probably going to have to face, that he hasn't done his due diligence as a father to Henry. That's something he's got to come to terms with.
I think they can do it. I believe in you, Philip. Go ahead and run. Become an American. Be all you can be.
I think it's going to get ugly, man. I don't know. Everybody ain't making it out alive on this one.
Go to Hawaii.
Yeah, I don't know. So there's one more season.
Go to Canada.
Well, the thing about Canada, which is a good thing, the thing about Canada is nothing's crossed over. So credit's not crossed over. Like, that's why it's better to disappear in Mexico because the system's not as structured. Mm-hmm. But you can disappear in Canada as an American because the Social Security, they really can't trust you they really can't track you. However, the American and Canadian police work together. Mm. So if they are looking for you, then they will be looking
for
you.
Why would the American police be looking for them?
Well, if they
flee. It'd be the Russian.
Well,
the
true.
KGBs.
Right. You have a point there.
But they would be valuable to the FBI and the CIA.
Right.
Too.
Why?
Because, man, they know so much information.
Why?
And they can tell them where the other spies are.
The FBI and the CIA do not know about Elizabeth and Philip.
Right.
No, they don't know.
But if they were to flee, right, there has to be KGB in Canada. Don't you think?
It has to be.
I would assume that they have spies everywhere.
No.
So you think they just have spies all just in the U.S.?
No, I mean, there might be a couple in Canada, but I mean,
I don't
you
know.
Can do it.
The KGB just seems like a type of place that you just don't run from. It's almost like, you know, like the mafia type
situation.
It's because
it's cold. It's because it's cold. That's why. If it was hot, the KGB wouldn't look so scary. I'm saying.
All right, young camel toe.
You heard it here, folks.
We kind of danced right up to the line. I don't know, to me, when you're talking about, okay, where would Philip and Elizabeth go in the future?
Yeah, that's what would perfect. They do, somebody asked that.
What would they do 10 years from now? The funny thing is, if we fast forward to about 10 years from now when the show takes place, that would actually be doing perestroika. That would actually have been like when like the Cold War was thawing out and you would see more communication between the U.S. and Russia and basically the end of the USSR. So ironically, if they could just hang around like 10 more years, man, they would actually be cool. But we know it's not going to be that easy for them.
Yeah, I don't know, because everything's kind of tense. And the whole thing that we had mentioned in the beginning with Gabriel saying that, you know, the center is concerned about Philip. Or what might happen, they just might kill off Philip. Honestly, that particular situation, so here's what might happen. They might just kill off Philip because they see him as a weak link. Then, of course, Paige knows who her parents are and think, okay, well, this is not... my father just didn't die in a car accident. Then she's going to ask too many damn questions, and Elizabeth's going to have to do something to her, and it's going to be Elizabeth and Henry.
That'd be interesting.
So,
this would be a very boring show. Hey, Mom, I'm about to go kill somebody. All right, I got your sandwiches in the fridge. All right, please come back when you... Oh, how many people did you kill today? Oh, just a couple. How many people did you upset? Oh, just a few. All right, cool. Let's play some video games. All right, you read the newspaper next episode. That's how that would go. There'll be no silent moment.
Well, predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions, just off the top. We all know things are building to a head. Things are getting bad. I think we're not done with Misha and Gregory. I think next season, if not perhaps this season.
Misha and Gregory.
Gregory the handler and Misha the son. Am I saying the son's name?
Misha and Gabriel.
Gabriel, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Misha and Gabriel, my bad. I think, yeah, we're going to see what happens. We're going to revisit them because their story isn't complete.
Right.
If not next season, maybe by the conclusion. Things are going to come to a head, obviously, in the Philip and Elizabeth's household. Where I think Henry's going to find himself conflicted between, you know, Stan and his real dad. Stan, like, more like a more loving a surrogate dad versus his dad is kind of like, doesn't really know him. I don't know, put him in a vulnerable place.
I think Paige is about to become an annoying Marxist and just quote Karl Marx for a bunch of episodes. Like, Mom, the people at the grocery store were all making the same amount of money. Does that mean the grocery store is socialist? Like, he's going to be a whole bunch of dumb questions like that.
Religion is the opiate of the masses.
Yeah. Like, should I believe in Jesus anymore? Baptism was my favorite day, but now I don't know if it was my favorite day. Stuff like that.
Hey, she's reading a Karl Marx.
Karl Marx. I remember reading Karl Marx.
Hey, college level.
I read it on, what's that one website where you can read the summary?
You read the Cliff Notes?
Yeah, the Cliff Notes. Yeah. Shout out to Cliff Notes. That's the reason I passed Dude, college.
Thank you.
I was just about to ask, did you do all 4 years or...
Oh, yeah, I graduated.
Okay.
San Francisco State.
Hi.
Business management.
Yay area in the house, man. Okay.
With a minor in German.
I went to Berkeley, man. So, Bay Area up in here.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, TK?
Oregon.
Okay.
The Ducks. Wow, is that all your predictions?
Yeah, she's going to become a very annoying Marxist.
Well, I mean, she's been annoying for the last... two seasons.
But it's gonna be Marxist now.
I think season four got to the head where it's just like, just kill this chick off. Like, it's, I don't know what I would do if my kid kept asking me questions, like on strangle level for sure. So
Paige did it to herself. She couldn't keep, you know, she couldn't just keep her nose out of their business. So yeah.
You know what Paige really needs to do?
What does she
just needs to get the D. One time. Paige needs to get the D.
Where's her boy? Yeah.
She's just too innocent still. About time.
Once her toes would have curled up, she would have been straight.
She needs to get it. She should have just let Matthew. Her parents should have, like, encouraged that. Like, hey, we're going to.
I thought they were encouraging it.
But they didn't encourage it hard enough.
Well, what are you supposed to do? Encourage your 16-year-old daughter? Hey, just go and get the D from Matthew.
No,
you need to
be
level.
Like, hey,
you
me
to
and
cool
your
off.
Mom going on vacation. I left some chocolate and video games on the bed. We got a little music over here. Maybe you press play when Matthew comes in. I heard he likes this music. And just do it. Maybe leave a porno on the side. Playboy didn't come out yet. I don't know. KGB probably has some hot
Penthouse back then.
The KGB. The Kremlin hamster. I don't know. Ex-hamster. Kremlin. I don't know.
We Kremlined up in here.
May WordPress blog says she went to SFSU as
a
master's.
Hey, I did too.
So.
Yeah,
we got people out there.
2014, right here.
I'm just glad people are listening and commenting.
Yeah,
people keep commenting, keep listening. Because I was feeling a little lonely up here. We appreciate the comments, appreciate the shares and the likes and all that. And you know, we just trying out here. We trying.
The Americans. We are American, by the way.
I'm not.
Okay, this is young Ruski over here, man. Young Ruski,
Canadian.
Young Kremlin.
You're Canadian?
I am.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I represent the six all day.
What? You're a Drake fan?
I am
a Drake fan. Playing six. About Drake. I rock with the six guy.
You hear it.
You just had a conversation
no,
with Drake?
No, I said I made a song about Drake. You should hear it.
You made a song about Drake?
Yep. It's okay. A lovely song.
Now, do you guys have any more predictions?
No, but I do want to give a shout out since we've been on Russia Watch with the Trump administration. This is not me, you know, choosing sides. This is just me reporting the facts.
Donald Trump.
Trump's ex-advisor by the name of Carter Page, who was no longer part of his advising team, but Trump actually quoted this guy a year ago, probably less, like, who is your advisory team? And, like, we don't see you have an advisory team. And he's like, Carter Page. Guess who Carter Page is? Turns out this guy was actually handing off documents to Russian spies. Another Trump connection to the Ruskies and to the actual spies. We got Philip and Elizabeth running around here now. Still now. We know it. The Cold War is heating up, people. Everybody hang on tight.
I don't even believe anything that happens to Trump is, like, real. I think this is just Trump playing more trollish games on us.
It's surreal, man.
I think Trump runs the news. And, like, we're just getting BS news. He's really up to something, but we just getting some trollish stuff.
Russia's not our friend. Russia's our friend. Syria, we don't need to go in there. Yes, we need to go into Syria. Yeah. Get rid of healthcare. No, we need healthcare. Yeah. He changes every day.
Donald Trump, he's a very smart man.
He knows what he's doing. I kind of hope sometimes, some days, it's just kind of one of those situations where I think Elon Musk was talking about it, where, you know, it came a point where we're actually all in a video game right now. Like, somebody's actually controlling our moves and our emotions, and this is not our reality. Somebody else is doing our reality.
You know what? This is 1984, people, if you guys ever read that book. This is it. Like, dissemination. War is peace. Peace is war. Everything means the opposite of what it says. That's George Orwell.
And yet California is still happy.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
We'll be straight.
I think a lot of stuff is going to go on. So, yeah, like I said, so much stuff is going to go on. I definitely think Elizabeth is going to have some conflict with Ben. Ben's going to pull out some more moves in the bed where Elizabeth's like, oh.
I know. It's like, what are you going to do next?
Yeah, he's... Ben's been around the world.
Ben's a beast.
Ben looks like he knows what he's doing. So I think Elizabeth, on top of that connection, it's just
on
so...
On top of that connection.
It's just, I think it's going to... She's gonna have a conflict of interest because I do think she's gotten softer over.
And he actually said that, didn't he? Say something like, "You've gotten softer," literally when he was like misogyning her or something.
No,
or was it the opposite?
Yeah,
Benjamin when he was misogyning her in the bed.
Oh,
something like that. And she was like, "What is that? What was I, a rock last week?" Anyway.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. So you know, maybe she's more comfortable with him, which will be a conflict of interest. So we'll see what happens with that. We didn't see too much of Paige, so I'm thinking we're going to see more of Paige. Actually, at the end where they brought Paige to Gabriel,
I didn't see that coming.
So what do you guys think of that? Do you think
it was crazy the way they shot the whole scene too? It was like suspenseful, almost like she doesn't know where she's getting in the car.
I thought she was going
to
get.
Yeah, they were about to take her out too. It was her time.
She needs to be.
She looked like someone who just spent all day reading Karl Marx. Like, hey, let me tell you something, Gabriel. Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen with that relationship. That might either arm her to become even more annoying, or arm her to push her over to that other side where now they can actually.
Because I was like, what's the point if he's about to get out of here? What's the point of introducing them? There has to be a reason. So
to make her understand the reason why they do the things that they do. Hopefully, we'll see. Yeah, Henry and Stan's relationship. I don't quite see something's gonna happen. I just don't know what. So we'll see what happens with that.
Beeman.
Yeah, but you know.
I wish they called him Beeman in the show.
And we missed Stan Beeman's lady today, this week.
I thought he broke up with her.
Did they? I miss that.
I thought last week they broke up with each other. But anyways,
Beeman's a player.
Keep those comments coming. We really appreciate that. And where can they find you guys?
Al Gregg, a.k.a. Young Ruski. You can follow me on Twitter at JamaicaHouseDoc and on IG at Algie_JamaicaHouseFilm.
Breaking news, Young Kamato is once again in the building. Bam. If you missed it, he's been here for like 30 minutes.
What?
A little bit longer than that. You can find me on Twitter at DearVizSpitz. And my name is Emmanuel Wright. I just did that all in reverse order.
Boom, 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 boom.
Take that with you.
Sound effects.
Been a long day. It's been a long time coming.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Thanks, guys, for
TK,
thanks,
TK,
guys, for tuning in.
TK,
make sure you leave all those TK. Comments. Also on iTunes, make sure you leave 5 stars. Anything less, don't do
Six
it.
6 stars.
Six God.
You can follow me on everything, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at TK Trinidad. Just keep those comments coming. You can shoot me a tweet. I definitely love that as well. And we will see you guys next week. Ciao.
Everything. Like,
buzz you later. Buzz you later. Wait, buzz you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.